This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off the second hour of the program. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up tonight, there's a congressperson who has been caught wearing lingerie.
Congress critter?
Yes. And he likes the lingerie. Or at least that's what may be the case.
I mean, okay, but, like, I don't really care.
I don't either, but like, it's interesting because he talks out against people who are not, like, totally straight-laced, conservative. He's one of these.
One
of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, remember the story when that Congress guy was, like, playing footsie with the dude underneath the bathroom stall, and they busted him for, like, trying to have sex with some congressional aide, another man in the bathroom? And, again, he was one of these, dumb gays are bad, gays bad.
Turns out he's gay.
Yeah. So it's that story all over again. We can get into that coming up here in moments. Otherwise, I'm with you, Catherine. I don't care if you wear lingerie. Do whatever you want.
I mean, it'd probably be more fun if he wore it to, like, Congress, you know, whenever he was doing his job. I just want to say something real quick about Russell Brook.
There's more to say about his
Bitcoin. I'm just curious now. Let's just say he gets a job in the prison where he's at.
Right.
I don't know, he's making license plates or doing dishes or serving slop or whatever he's doing, right? And he's making, I know you don't make diddly squat.
50 cents an hour.
50 cents
a day or something.
So let's say he makes 20 bucks a week, right? Just for a nice round number to imagine. Let's imagine he makes 20 bucks a week. And that's, you know, more than enough to, you know, let's just say that's profit. It's 20 bucks a week.
Okay.
He's got all his expenses covered, right? Now, he can give that, now that his debt is satisfied, his restitution is satisfied with this deal, with this seized Bitcoin, I wonder if he can give that money to, like, a relative, for example, who can then take that money and put it into, say Bitcoin, for example.
Sure.
And, like, literally dollar cost average
while in jail.
What, a prison wage into Bitcoin? I'd be curious to see
what that turns into,
you know, on down the road, particularly if he gets out.
Yeah, that would be really nice. I would be happy just to find out that Ross Ulbricht ever gets out of prison.
All right. And
he's an old man.
I suspect that the donations have been forthcoming, not only to his defense fund, but should he get out, I suspect he wouldn't have to worry about, you know, a place to live and, you know, food and stuff like that immediately.
Let's go to the phones here. We got TJ the Spy on the line here on our SIP line, as we call it. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com to learn how to connect to said SIP line. It is usually of a much higher quality than a typical phone call. TJ calling us, I believe, from his home in Colorado. Go ahead, TJ.
Hey, brother, how's it going? I was just calling about Ross Ulbricht. It turned out he had a birthday, I think, in late March.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I sent him was a picture album of some landscapes. I took pictures of various places in Colorado and held a sign that said Free Ross in them. And I sent them, I had them printed out on photo paper and send them to the prison to kind of brighten up his cell.
And they didn't reject it. They didn't throw it back at you and say, you can't send pictures.
No, in fact, that was the requirement. Any photos sent to a federal prison inmate have to be printed on photo paper.
Okay. Got it. Cool.
So it was one of those old rules, but I'm glad that, you know, he's doing well. His artwork is magnificent. I have all three of his black and white charcoal sketches in my room.
Nice.
And I just bought a a reprint of his one called What Happened to the Cages. So if you go to freeross.org, you can actually look at some of his artwork, some of his earlier work when he was in prison waiting trial. And you can also see his new NFT work, which has a lot of color. It's basically animation that he did cell by cell, and he exported them to make a movie.
Is that the NFT that raised, what was it,
six million?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that online, and it was very sad because it was an imagery, sort of an animated image of a man gaining years while behind prison cell bars, and pretty sad stuff, but that's the reality for him right now.
Well, I wrote him another letter, and I said, for what it's worth, he made a huge difference in my life and the life of many others. And so I said, like he said, as the Dread Pirate Roberts, that he wanted to make a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say by starting the Silk Road and making Bitcoin famous, he definitely made a huge impact on the world.
Yeah,
he
did. If there's ever any doubt, the man is at a minimum historical.
I don't know who said it. I know Lynn, his mom, gave credit to somebody at some Bitcoin convention years ago for this, but I'll always remember it was a great quote that there are two people, the most important two people to Bitcoin are Satoshi Nakamoto and Ross Ulbricht, one and two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that assessment. Yeah. And, with any luck, if you if things go wrong at your trial, you can end up being his cellmate.
I don't think they do that. They generally keep people away from one another.
I don't know if I'd call that luck.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Well, I mean, I've been trying to get on his visitor list for a long time, but the COVID, you can't visit him in prison. But I've been thinking about taking a road trip with James down to Tucson, Arizona, where he's housed, and just say hello.
I just want to say thank you, TJ, for doing those types of things, for, writing to him and, the correspondence, things of that nature. I don't do that kind of stuff, but I'm certain that if I were in Ross's shoes and somebody were writing to me, I would appreciate it.
Well, did he write you back?
Oh, yes. We have an ongoing correspondence, and
great.
So I keep all of his letters that he writes to me, but going back about 2 years.
Fantastic. Thank you for doing that. I think that I've had communications with Ross in the past, but now that I'm under federal bail conditions, it's probably against the rules. I know they don't allow people who are in different facilities to write to one another, so they probably would reject me. In fact, I got pre-rejected for Chris Cantwell.
Pre-rejected?
Yeah. Somehow.
How do you get rejected before you get rejected?
They sent me
That's interesting.
They sent me an email saying you're banned from writing to Chris Cantwell, and I never even tried to write to Chris Cantwell. It was very strange.
But, interesting. Well, brother, I'll be there in November when your trial is to wear Mr. Bitcoin, and hopefully they won't subpoena me. I've already gave my immunized proffer agreement to the U.S. government where I told them that if I was called to testify against you at your trial, that I don't know anything. So that's what I said to them, and my attorney, Paul Garrity, was there in the room, and so we had a nice little chat. It lasted 15 minutes, and hopefully they'll go on and bother someone who's an actual criminal now.
Yeah, but we'll see about that. Thanks for the call tonight, TJ. Appreciate hearing from you.
That would require them looking in the mirror.
Oof. Seeing. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, am I on?
You're on, Sarah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I just want to say that what I have noticed is that the ART route line.
That's a train, right? Is it a bus or a train? What is an ART?
The Albuquerque rapid transit.
Is that like a little train? Like an electric train?
No, it's actually a bus service.
Okay.
But it's fast. It's really nice. So every time they build these roads that are new and pedestrian safe, we get a lot of more expensive condominiums built. Nice apartments come up, and hotel Hilton gets built. So it improves the value of the property along that route.
Well, if it actually did that, then the marketplace would just go ahead and do that on its own, and you wouldn't need the government to force everyone to pay for it.
Sarah's in this correlation doesn't equal causation.
Yeah.
So what she sees is that Albuquerque gets this rapid transit line, and then all of a sudden some new condos go up, and like she sees that as the cause. Oh, it must be because of this sweet rapid transit line.
Because so many of the hotel patrons are coming in on the bus, on the city bus. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. The number is 603-283-6160. But no, instead of allowing the businesses that might want more business or whatever to build their own bus line, if it indeed does bring new business, no, they force the entire city of Albuquerque to pay for it and subsidize it. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. You can join.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Saturday show. You can bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Eric Haley, who is a Free Talk Live Gold supporter of the AMPS program. It's a Patreon. And you can join it over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Takes you right over to the Patreon page, where you can learn more and sign up with your PayPal, your credit card, or your debit card. And we appreciate it. It's all of $5 a month, although Eric's doing gold level, which means he's doing at least 10.
Many so thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric, for that support. And you get some cool benefits, perquisites, if you will, by signing up over at...
Some what?
Perquisites. That's what perks is short for. You ever heard perks? You get perks, like benefits?
Yeah.
Perquisite. That's what it's short for.
Huh.
Yeah, like pot is short for potentiometer in radio.
Yeah, I
perks is short for perquisites.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't know that for a long time.
Oh.
So, now you go to amps.freetalklive.com.
I feel like I'm at South Park. You know, I learned something today.
So, a little bit more about Ross Ulbricht, yep, the founder of the Silk Road, who has all of a sudden had his $183 million fine paid off, because the government found who hacked his website a long time ago and recovered 70,000 bitcoins. And they said, well, you know what? We'll just go ahead and sign a deal with Ross Ulbricht and keep these 70,000 bitcoins because it's worth $3 billion. And we'll go ahead and use that to pay off his debt because we're feeling nice. No, that's not why they did it. We're still not really clear on why they did it. They say it's because they didn't want Ross Ulbricht to challenge the ownership of the coins and try to claim they were his.
There might be something to that, too. I was thinking during the break that when it comes to government seizing property, particularly if drugs are involved,
yeah,
agencies like the DEA will generally retain those proceeds to fund their department or their investigations or what have you.
That's right.
So there might be something to that, because think of that payday for that agency.
Oh, yeah.
Considering all that's involved here, if they didn't want to wait for that money, you know, they'd have to make sure that all the T's and are crossed and I's are dotted before they could actually transduce that BTC legally into USD and fund whatever it is they wanted to fund.
Right. So that's the story, is that they wanted to clear the way legally and just make sure that Ross couldn't call into question this seizure, try to put some sort of claim on these funds, even though he wouldn't have succeeded with that, because obviously, the funds were the proceeds of alleged crime. Even though we don't think that's a crime to run a website, a free market website, the federal government certainly does. And that's what he was convicted of, right? So I don't think he would have been successful at any kind of claim on those funds. But just to avoid the entire procedure, they said, all right, well, sign this paper, just signs it over to us, confirms that you don't have any claim on it, and we'll waive the $183 million. We'll consider it paid. Now, of course, he's still sitting in prison for the rest of his life, plus another life sentence, plus 40 years, and his mom is still fighting to get him out from behind bars. She says, quote, "This is just a reminder, another reminder, that the case against Ross has always been presented and weak, and we look forward to the day when Ross's unjust sentence is corrected and he returns to the free world where he can contribute to society," unquote. And by the way, Ross Ulbricht is a member of the Free State Project, so presumably, if he gets out of prison, or when he gets out of prison, because I'd like to be optimistic about it.
I'd like to try and manifest that. Yes. So when he gets out, I'm with you.
He'll move here to New Hampshire.
That'd be great.
And join the Free State, as he said he was doing.
I'm sure he would have tons of support.
She notes, however, that like any prisoner, her son cannot hold any financial assets in prison beyond a commissary account for basic needs. Recent sales of the NFTs, TJ mentioned the artwork that he's been making, based on his art, for instance, raised more than $6 million worth of crypto, but the funds went into a trust earmarked for Ulbricht's defense, she says, as well as charitable contributions to other prisoners and their families. The restitution repayment doesn't mean much for Ulbricht's hopes of a pardon or a change to his sentence, argues Weaver, but it does do away with the restitution order that he's always considered a misguided blood-from-a-stone attempt to squeeze Ulbricht for more bitcoins. He says, quote, this is the guy that has been following the case that they talked to. He says, somebody involved in the early days of the Silk Road is no longer the subject of the Fed's ire. The Feds got their restitution, and Ross no longer has that stupidity hanging over him. It seems like a win-win-win for all involved. Well, I guess if you consider having a gun to your head and, you know, the trigger not being pulled a win. Okay, yeah, there is that. But the dude's still in a prison cell. I mean, it's hard to get too excited about this particular news, but it is interesting nonetheless that it has transpired. And I hope that even though there's people are skeptical that this will in any way assist him, that in whatever court hearings are to come, that it could somehow be a factor in his favor.
And I just want to point out again, not to be redundant, but this is the government stealing stolen property.
That's right. The 70,000 bitcoins was stolen from Ross's website, and now the government's got it, and they're going to sell it.
Yep.
And they're going to make $3 billion off of this deal.
That's a lot of funding.
Sure is. Well, I mean, for them, it's dropping the bucket. I mean, $3 billion here, $3 billion there.
Okay, but maybe for a department that's, you know, maybe going to get the axe or get its budget cut or something like
that. No, that's not going to happen.
Okay, but now they can afford better gear to, like, you know,
to arrest more innocent people.
Yeah, to break into more radio stations or whatever they're going to do. Right?
Exactly. So there's your update on the Ross Ulbricht situation. I want to encourage you, again, if you're just tuning in and you're hearing about this, go to freeross.org and take the time to learn about this case. It is absolutely fascinating in an outrageous sort of manner, in a, oh, my God, how could they do this to this person kind of manner. You can go to freeross.org. There's a petition signature that they could still use. They've got almost 500,000 signatures. And there's all kinds of information here, everything from Ross's writings, his artwork. There's a detailed documentary, and I'm trying to see where they've linked. There's a lot of content on this site. Railroaded. There you go. You go down the page a little bit, and you'll find Railroaded, the real story of Silk Road. And then they give sentencing disparities. They look at other people who were involved in this case or related cases and look at their sentences.
Yeah.
The biggest drug dealer on Silk Road, Jan Slomp, received 10 years. That guy, I believe, was, you know, like a heroin dealer. Another large drug seller, 5 years. Forum moderator on Silk Road, 17 months. An administrator on Silk Road, 6.5 years. Andrew Jones, 5.5 years. Which is actually interesting. I'd been following Jones's case for a long time, and for a long time, it was just in limbo. Years after Ross was sentenced, he had not been sentenced at all, but apparently he did get 5.5 years. And the reason I followed his case was because he actually came to Keene years ago.
It's, again, not to be redundant, but the Silk Road did far more to eliminate violence within
the drug trade
than government has ever in its entire existence.
Yeah,
done.
That's true. Yep. In 2 years of existence, they saved countless lives, prevented countless people from being robbed at gunpoint in the street and drug deals gone bad, and increased the quality of the products that are available in the black market through competition.
Yeah.
Lowered prices and really helped a lot of people. The guy's a hero.
Agreed.
And he's sitting in prison on a double life sentence plus 40 years without the possibility of parole, while everybody else, it looks like they're almost all out of prison at this point. Including the corrupt cops, by the way, that were involved in the arrest. One of those got 8 years and the other 6.5. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Satellite photos from Maxar Technologies revealed what appears to be a second mass grave site near Mariupol. That's prompting Ukrainian accusations that Russians are trying to conceal the slaughter of civilians. The Kremlin has not issued a response. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet Sunday with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. They will be the first senior members of the Biden administration to visit Ukraine since the invasion began 2 months ago. His announcement comes as Russian forces attack a steel plant in Mariupol. The Kremlin says it's attacking the last pocket of resistance there, but otherwise it has captured the port city. Ukrainian officials say there are about 2,000 troops inside the plant, with civilians sheltering in an underground tunnel. Wall Street adding another bad week, the Dow dropping nearly 2% overall. It's the third straight losing week for the S&P 500. This is USA Radio News. A Black Lives Matter activist in Memphis, Tennessee, will not face charges that she illegally registered to vote. Shelby County prosecutors dropped charges against Pamela Moses. She was convicted last November and then sentenced to 6 years and a day in prison this past January. She sought a new trial in February, which was granted. Moses had previous felonies and sought to restore her voting rights, thinking she was eligible. A combative Marjorie Taylor Greene testified on Friday during a hearing on whether the Georgia congresswoman will be eligible to run for re-election. Voters in her district, using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, said Greene helped facilitate the January 6th insurrection, which disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. The ultimate decision will come before Georgia's Secretary of State. French President Emmanuel Macron has the lead going into Sunday's runoff election over his rival Marine Le Pen. He would be the first French president in two decades to win a second term if successful. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us. Live Saturday show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and the Reverend Captain Kickass.
You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are there. We also have an Odyssey channel. That's where we stream live every single night, video. Of course, we have audio live streams available at freetalklive.com. But if you prefer to watch and interact with our other Odyssey listeners, you can do that at video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our channel. If you go to watch.freetalklive.com, it takes you right to the live stream page. So either one will get you there. And it is a great way to watch the show, but also see archives as well if you want to go back in time and see what we did earlier this week or last year or whatever. You can do that over at video.freetalklive.com. The Odyssey platform is way better than YouTube because they're way more freedom oriented over there.
And they're getting better daily. They're about ready to release their sort of version of Patreon.
I heard about this.
Yeah. I keep getting emails from them about it. And so it's coming. And yes, please bring it on, because that is what is needed. Right? Patreon, while it's a good idea, is restrictive because it only accepts credit cards, right? You know, debit cards, that kind of thing. Whereas something like Odyssey, natively crypto.
Yeah, they've been getting more like dollar oriented, sure. I guess, too, because that's what a lot of their creators want. They're more than just a crypto based website. They're
absolutely
trying to compete with YouTube, so you can donate in
but
dollars
to just
well.
Have the option. I mean, yeah. Patreon isn't going, hey, we're going to also accept crypto here in the next 6 months. No, they're not.
Not at all. Check us out over at video.freetalklive.com. So I don't follow who these Congress critters are.
Yeah.
I don't know one from the other for the most part. I could not have told you who Madison Cawthorn, which is a really strange first name for a man, but Madison.
What's his last name?
Cawthorn.
Cawthorn?
C-A-W-T-H-O-R-N.
Like Hawthorn with a C.
Wouldn't have known him from Adam. I don't know who these people are. But what I saw in the news over the last, I don't know, 2 days, it popped up over on Drudge Report from Politico.com, exclusive. Madison Cawthorn photos reveal him wearing women's lingerie in a public setting. Now, I don't care what you want to wear. I don't care who you want to party with or what you're doing. As long as everybody's consenting.
Yeah. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I could care less.
You can put on whatever lingerie you want to, take whatever photos you want to, sell them, give them away. I don't care. But when you're a politician and you make a name for yourself about how conservative and prim and proper and Christian and blah, blah, blah that you are, and then you go and you do this, I'm going to talk about it. Because I find that particularly interesting. I find that particularly hypocritical.
Oh, very much.
From characters like this. And this keeps on happening.
Of course it does.
Right? Photographs obtained by Politico appear to show Madison Cawthorn, the embattled Republican congressman from North Carolina who recently accused his GOP colleagues of inviting him to orgies, wearing lingerie in what appears to be a party setting. So apparently this guy was invited to orgies and he declined, allegedly. Those invites.
Okay, so first of all, GOP orgies.
Yeah, right?
Like,
what is that?
I mean, first of all, they got to be the most boring orgies ever.
Either that or they're really, like, crazy. The sexual repression of people
maybe
can kind of
get a couple of drinks in them, it gets all wild.
Yeah, it sexually repressed people can manifest in some very strange ways. So God knows what goes on at these things. Cawthorn is only 26, by the way.
Oh, okay.
He was raised in...
I was imagining a bunch of, like, old, stuffy, like, Republican types.
No, I should... Well, you saw
the picture, yeah.
He was raised in a conservative Baptist community in Henderson County, North Carolina, and has staked his political persona on arch-traditional Christian principles and the insistence of the importance of a kind of hyper-masculinity. His comments about, quote, the sexual perversion, unquote, in Washington, made on a podcast, which he later admitted were exaggerated, drew the public disapproval and disavowal of Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, as well as other Republican leaders, including those in his North Carolina Congressional Caucus. The revelation of the two photos is the latest in a series of unflattering headlines for the freshman member of Congress in the run-up to the primary and his first re-election bid, said primaries coming up May 17th.
Okay. Isn't this kind of, though, like a politician prerequisite? Don't all politicians...
To be a hypocrite?
Well, yeah, but also to have some sort of thing...
Skeletons in the closet?
Something drug up from, you know, either, you know, something they do or something they did that, you know, sort of makes them look bad in the light of
because
the public.
Because they are bad people.
And all that kind of, yes.
And they're hiding things.
Right, but I mean, this seems like a rite of passage for politicians.
To be in lingerie, you mean? Or to be hiding something?
To be publicly shamed for something, which I agree with. Like, in fact, I think all politicians should feel a whole bunch of shame whenever they're in public because, well, they're really criminals. But, it seems to me every politician goes through something like this.
Cawthorn was paralyzed, apparently, from the waist down as a passenger in a car accident in Florida in 2014. In recent months, has called Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky a thug, which he's not wrong about that, suggested teetotaling Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has a drinking problem, probably also true, and racked up a collection of traffic transgressions, including speeding, driving with expired tags, and driving with a revoked license. Don't care. I don't care what he does as far as, you know, speeding or whatever. Everybody speeds. He has court dates in May and June. Politico could not independently verify the photos, which are screenshots of the original images. They're provided by a person formerly close to Cawthorn and his campaign. A second person formerly close to him confirmed the origin of the photos. The date they were taken is unclear, though they appear to show him sitting in a wheelchair, indicating the event happened after his accident. In the photos, he's wearing a distinctive pendant necklace that appeared in other images and videos of Cawthorn, and his spokesman did not respond. However, Cawthorn has now tweeted and basically admitted that these things are real, because he could have denied it, right? Oh, it's a Photoshop. He admitted it. He said the photos were taken of him during a game on a cruise before he was elected to Congress. Quote, I guess the left thinks goofy vacation photos during a game on a cruise taken way before I ran for Congress is somehow going to hurt me? They're running out of things to throw at me. Share your most embarrassing vacation pics in the replies. Unquotes. So that's how he's pawning this one off. It's like, oh, it's just a little game I played while wearing lingerie and having women who look like fag hags all over me. And
I haven't heard that term in a while, sorry.
And the look on this guy's face in one of these photos, he also is apparently wearing hoop earrings as well. Yeah. So not just lingerie, but, you know, fully done up.
Yeah.
The look on his face... I have seen gay men with this look on their face before. Like, this is a gay look to me.
You think he's in the closet?
I think he is absolutely a closeted gay man.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have good gaydar. Bonnie does, though, so I showed her these pictures, and yeah, she agreed with me. So, and again, I don't care if this guy's gay. Whatever, dude.
Yeah,
do whatever you
don't
want.
Don't be a hypocrite about it.
But don't get out there and say, here's one of the things he said. I was raised on Proverbs and push-ups, he said in a podcast in September of 2020. Quote, I subscribe to Judeo-Christian beliefs. I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I think if you think about my political ideology, where it really stems from, you know, my ethics and my morals and what I think is right and wrong, you look to ancient Jerusalem. You've got ancient Judeo-Christian values, so right and wrong. I also cling to a lot of traditional values and a lot of traditional ideas because they've worked in the past.
Well, if he had any real sense of ethics and morals, the last thing he would be is a politician.
He said, I think we have bred a generation of soft men, and that generation has created a lot of problems in our society and our culture. He said also on a podcast in March of last year, he said, designed to reclaim and restore masculinity in a society that is ever more dismissive of what it means to be a man. Further, he said in a tweet earlier this week, there's only one God and two genders. So that gives you an idea of who this person is, or at least who they represent themselves as. And the hypocrisy is not that surprising here. Yet another truth revealed about a politician who's lying to you. More coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever is on your mind here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And the captain.
What do you want to talk about, Ross Ulbricht and the latest in his case with the Silk Road and his wrongful sentencing to two life terms in prison plus 40 years? You want to weigh in on that? You're certainly welcome to do so, or bring up whatever's on your mind, or this another hypocritical politician who is...
But you repeat yourself.
Yeah, indeed. This one got caught, though. And he's caught wearing lingerie in some sort of a, I don't know, review show or whatever on a cruise line, allegedly. And he's admitted to it. And he blew it off as though, oh, it's just a little bit of fun. And I'm sure it was for him, you know, because he clearly enjoyed putting on that lingerie.
He does appear to be having fun in the photo.
Yeah. And so do the ladies that are with him in that photograph. Two photos, as a matter of fact. He's got quite a look on his face, a look of pure enjoyment in that instance. But if you were to only read the things that he says on his Twitter or in public commentary, he sounds like he's all about the masculine man and being completely right-wing and conservative and Christian, and then he's wearing lingerie on a cruise publicly with other people. So you tell me.
I immediately discount anybody who works for any government entity when they bring up the words ethics and morals.
Yep.
You're immediately discounted.
Because it is immoral to be a politician and run the government. And the government is an organization of violence. It is, even as Barack Obama admitted, a monopoly on violence.
And it's not just that it's an organization of violence, right? That, like, when people say it's an organization, like, lay people who've never heard anybody say that before will go, well, so that's one of many organizations that are based on, no, actually it's the only one.
It's the apex one.
It's the only organization type government that is based solely on violence. Not only that, though. Like, that's bad enough if you think about it. Right? Oh, it's an organization that's based on violence. Government as an organization type, a people organization type, is responsible for all of the most heinous, largest, inhumane things ever done to people.
Yes.
Like, if you go, I mean, war.
Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions.
In just the 20th century.
Yeah, 262 million, I think, is the democide statistic. Yep. That, in and of itself, should be enough for anybody to look at it and go, oh, okay, guys, we should just go ahead and abolish this as a human organization type.
But no,
we're better off. Like, I would definitely take my chances one-on-one against any psychopath.
What about the warlords?
Psychopath, right? Because I'm pretty sure that one-on-one, you know, I'll be able to get my whatever it is, justice, whatever you want to call it, you know, or defend myself from them one-on-one. When you give them an entire institution to run with bombs and military gear and planes and drones and now all this spyware that they're using to spy on everybody, it's a global phenomenon. It's not just the U.S. government. It's all of the governments are doing this crap now. When you give them an entire agency with which to perpetuate their evil, I can't think of anything worse.
I'm with you.
It should be super obvious to everybody that it's time for that organization type to go away.
Yeah, I wish more people would see it that way. Unfortunately, they run the schools. They are the ones indoctrinating people, and so we're nowhere even near having it being super obvious to people about that, because most people, if they can see a problem, and it's easy to show them the problems with the state, most people can acknowledge the state has all kinds of issues. They don't have the conclusion of, oh, well, let's get rid of it. Their conclusion is...
they usually go, well, what are we going to do?
Well, no, the conclusion is, well, throw the bums out. Put new bums in.
How'd the bums get in there in the first place?
Let's go to John. He's on the line in New York, listening in Watertown to WTNY. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, guys, for being on the air.
Sure.
I just wanted to let you guys know that dancing around in lingerie and someone else's panties might not be the best way to have a party, especially as a GOP representative for the Republicans, especially if they're going to take the primaries. Maybe they should be probably doing it on drugs, considering that the legalization of marijuana is coming up to vote again in New Hampshire. From what I'm reading in the USNews.com report is that Thursday, as of January 6, 2022, that three-quarters of an ounce would be able to be grown and six plants would be able to be had by New Hampshire residents. So I'm kind of curious about what you guys think. New York has legalized marijuana for recreational use. However, there's no way to actually grow or buy these plants except for a dispensary. What do you guys think about that?
Well,
should it be legalized for recreational use for purchase by regular dealers, or do you think that it should be regulated from the dispensaries?
It's a great question. I appreciate you asking. I lived in Seattle, Washington for 22 years. Before moving to New Hampshire about 3 years ago. And so I got to see what happens when a state government legalizes recreational marijuana. Here's what happens. They regulate the crap out of it. They take roughly half of everybody's income at every stage of the process. So if it's the growers, they take like 40%. If it's the distributors, they take like 44%. And then the retailers, they take like another 40%. They force them to behave with the rules that are already in place for alcohol. Now, these are two different substances completely. And so they shouldn't be forced to conform to rules for a different substance, first and foremost. Ignoring all of that, however, it is my personal philosophy that drugs should have never become illegal. People seek them out, whether they're legal or illegal, and it is a very presumptive stance for an organization of violence to take to think that they know how to live a life that isn't theirs. better than anybody else. Now, I make my own personal decisions. If there is a drug that I want to take, I take it, whether or not it's legal in the eyes of the government. And many people across the globe have done so for hundreds, thousands, millions of years even. Marijuana, specifically, is a plant. It grows. You find it in nature. Mm-hmm. You can literally
weed.
You can literally walk through like a state forest and stumble on a wild marijuana plant.
Sure.
So for an organization known as government, an organization of violence to go, plant bad is very presumptive of them, and in my humble opinion, a bunch of horse hockey.
John, before you go on, I just want to throw in now on your question. You mentioned something on January 6th. I think what you're referring to would have been the state house that voted for a marijuana legalization provision, and that now is facing the state Senate. So it has not yet passed. The state Senate they had a committee hear it, and that committee voted against it. So the committee's recommendation is that the state Senate kill the bill. And in this case, I do agree. I think the bill should be killed because I fully support the idea of having cannabis be completely unregulated and completely free to the marketplace to do whatever they want with. This bill would have created a government sales apparatus for cannabis. It would have created government stores, kind of like the government in New Hampshire runs the liquor distribution business. It has liquor stores and does not allow competition. The same thing would be true of cannabis if this bill were to go through. So that's what we're talking about here. But cannabis is decriminalized and has been since 2017 here as far as possession is concerned.
And now think about this for just a minute. The caller is John. Think about this for just a minute, John. If that bill were to have gone through, how hypocritical would it have been for government to go, plant bad, and then, it can be good now, but only if we're the dealer.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's the other problem, is that the Brookings Institute released an article, actually a lot earlier than that one, from 2022, from the House of New Hampshire, to state in March 1st of 1996, drug legalization, time for a real debate, where they talk about the legalization of all drugs under the sun, making it more of a health problem rather than a legal problem than has been persistent in our nuclear family problem. So the nuclear family, considering husband and wife, the true family as of the Constitution and everything else that we understand to be Judeo-Christian, as you guys have previously talked about, that is true. So why can't we just legalize all drugs and just say that...
I am completely with you on that. Entire war on drugs needs to end. It's an insane violation of people's rights.
And drugs already won the war.
No doubt about it. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. Great topic.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.